Welcome to Live with Blackhawk Nation.
An inside look at SEC men's and women's athletics. Brought to you by Standard of Beaverdale, a locally owned business. Standard offers the highest quality services and products to customers. For building products, appliances, and tools, count on Standard of Beaverdale, located in West Burlington. Now, here's your host, Michael Braskowski.
On this week's episode of Live with Blackhawk Nation, I talk with SEC cross-country sophomore Dalton Ellingbo about the 2019 season. The season kicked off just a couple of weeks ago, and Ellingbo is pleased with what he's seen so far.
I'm pretty good. Last year, we were kind of small and didn't really have much because it was our first year when we were stronger. But this year's team, I think we're doing pretty good. We're all matched pretty well.
Last season was SEC's first year as a program, and Dalton Ellingbo became the first SEC cross-country runner to run at Nationals. He says that experience can help his current teammates.
They were all asking me how it was and how hard it was. I told them, I was like, guys, if you want to make it, you got to try hard. It's all a mental thing.
Ellingbo is looking for a return to Nationals for the SEC Blackhawks, not just for him, but also for his teammates in year number two.
We skipped, we haven't run a 8K yet, when I'm hoping to get down to at least 25 in that. And then hoping I can make it to Nationals again this year, because we're going all the way to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we'll fly there and stuff.
Year number two of SEC Cross Country brought some changes as Mike Polly takes over the program after Mike Klesner helped get the program on its feet in year number one. The next meet for the SEC Cross Country team is coming up on Friday, September 20th in Peoria, Illinois at the Bradley Intercollegiate Meet. For Live with Blackhawk Nation, presented by Standard of Beaverdale, I'm Michael Braskowski.